तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुमादिशावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
विचार दिवस 25 to 29 चैप्टर 3
सत्ता कर्मण्य विद्वांसः सत्ता कर्मण्य विद्वांसः यदा कुर्वन्ति भारत यदा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्यात् विद्वांस तथा सत्तः कुर्यात् विद्वांस तथा सत्तः चिकीर्षु लोक संग्रहम् चिकीर्षु लोक संग्रहम् सत्ता कर्मण्य विद्वांसः यदा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्यात् विद्वांस तथा सत्तः चिकीर्षु लोक संग्रहम् न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेत् न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेत् अज्ञानां कर्म संगिनां अज्ञानां कर्म संगिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेत् अज्ञानां कर्म संगिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः अहङ्कारविमूढात्मा अहङ्कारविमूढात्मा कर्ताहमिति मन्यते कर्ताहमिति मन्यते प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः अहङ्कारविमूढात्मा कर्ताहमिति मन्यते तत्त्ववित्तु महाबाहो तत्त्ववित्तु महाबाहो गुणकर्म विभागयोः गुणकर्म विभागयोः गुणा गुणेषु वर्तन्ते गुणा गुणेषु वर्तन्ते इति मत्वा न सज्जते इति मत्वा न सज्जते तत्त्ववित्तु महाबाहो गुणकर्म विभागयोः गुणा गुणेषु वर्तन्ते इति मत्वा न सज्जते प्रकृते गुणसम्मूढाः प्रकृते गुणसम्मूढाः सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु तान कृत्स्नविदो मन्दा तान कृत्स्नविदो मन्दा कृत्स्नभिन्न विचालयेत् कृत्स्नभिन्न विचालयेत् प्रकृते गुणसम्मूढाः सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु तान कृत्स्नविदो मन्दा कृत्स्नभिन्न विचालयेत्
Arjuna's question was if you are considering knowledge superior, then why are you wishing me to know this Gora Karma, this terrible action of killing my own guru, great grandfather, etc.? This war, basically. So Krishna answered by saying, for active people, Karma Yoga is given, for contemplative people, Jnana Yoga is given. End of the day, what gives you moksha liberation is jnana. But to attain the jnana, you need to purify the mind through the action. And the action done in the spirit of yajna of this karma yoga. So he talked about it. And he said, you perform karma yoga, therefore, purify your mind, then you will be able to take to jnana, and through jnana you will realize the self. So he says, even people like Janaka attain perfection through action. So you should also strive to attain perfection through action and not running away from action. So he brought in this concept of Loka Sangraha, wishing the welfare of the world, being a spoke in the wheel of life. Arjuna, you as a Kshatriya can fight in the battle as a spoke, as a mere spoke in the total deal of like, and thus when you do action, you are also setting the right example. People have the tendency to follow what you do, not what you say. Therefore, it is important for a person who is of your stature to make sure that your actions are not causing confusion in the minds of people and taking or driving them towards inactivity. So he says, Oh Arjuna, if you look at me, for example, I am somebody who has reached the ultimate. I have nothing, there is nothing remains here to be reached by me, yet I engage myself in action. Somebody who has reached the ultimate goal of life, he has nothing to do here. So Krishna says, I am somebody who has reached that. I have nothing to achieve anymore. Still I engage myself in action, because looking at me, people may take to inactivity. Somebody who has no desires whatsoever need not act, but the other fellow who has desire may look at them and take that as an example for him and stop activity, but mentally start brooding over the object of desire. Therefore, I would be the cause of confusion, hence I do my action. And in 25 he said, oh Bharata, oh Arjuna, just like an ignorant person acts, but he acts with attachment. He is terribly attached, he is involved totally. Everything for him depends on it. I gave the example of a man and a bird perched on the same branch. Man is also sitting on the branch. And the branch might break any time because it's not able to take his weight. And the man is worried because of the tiger sitting under the tree to eat him up. Whereas the bird is not at all intention. Why? Because it has wings. So he said, a wise one should also act. When people look at the wise person, from outside it looks as though he is totally dependent on the world. But inside he has absolutely no attachment whatsoever, no dependence whatsoever. So the more and more spiritually evolved you become, the less and less dependent you become on the world. And you must act in this world without any dependence on the world. That's all he's saying. In fact, Vedanta is not saying don't act. A little bit of misunderstanding of Vedanta is enough to make you go towards destruction. This is why a lot of people are like terrified. Because, for example, we praise sannyasa on one hand. On the other hand, we don't want our children to become a sannyasi. In other words, why? Because a lot of people, whosoever was considered to be somebody who had reached there, had caused confusion, probably inadvertently, not necessarily they themselves wanting to create the confusion. But since they stopped doing their actions, because they had what? They didn't need anything from the world. But they became more of an example for the others. So a lot of people stop. So therefore, you have fear. Oh, if you go to this master, then I would probably also become like that. So if you understand Vedanta correctly, Vedanta only says, without depending on the world, do your duties in the world. There should be zero dependence, but you should be doing the action. And doing this action is mainly because you understand that you are not alone in this universe. There are so many people around you, you have obligations, you should not become the cause for their misunderstanding. In that sense, he says, better do the action. So, unattached, wishing the welfare of the world. This is the most important thing here is what? Outside, there is no difference. But inside, there is no worship. In the case of an ignorant person, the worship is there, whether he acts or he doesn't act. In the case of a wise man, whether he acts or he doesn't act, he has no worship. So without worship, he does his action. And he sets a right example. Verse 26. Na buddhi vedam janaye
न बुद्धिभेदं च नये अज्ञानां कर्मसंघिनां अज्ञानां कर्मसंघिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान्युक्तसमाचरं न बुद्धिभेदं च नये अज्ञानां कर्मसंघिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान्युक्तसमाचरं
You were saying something else from verse 20, he talks about
Loka Sangraha, welfare of the world.
From 20.
He is saying Karma Yoga is nothing but doing your with keeping yourself as a spoke in the wheel of life. That's what the concept of Loka Sangraha means. In 19, he concluded the reasons for which he was asking Arjuna to act. And then now he says, he's bringing this concept of the world called Loka Sangraha, and he gave the example of Janaka, etc. And then himself. So he says, action must continue, but the doership must be stopped. So, verse 26, let not the wise man unsettle the minds of the ignorant attached to action. Now, acting united with the self. Let him render all his actions and acts. He is saying, the wise person has objectivity. He is capable of remaining a witness. He allows his nature to act, remaining himself a witness because of his jnana, that he is actually a witness and not a doer. He makes the action speak rather than he speak. He doesn't give lecture, he says, let the wise man not unsettle the minds of ignorant attached to action. If you won't say something, it can disturb them, it can confuse them. So you have understood the truth, they have not understood the truth. For them, this is everything for them. Isn't it? So by just making your actions attractive, you make your actions speak. We make a double thought. We come into double thought. We don't follow this advice of Krishna. We do the opposite. We give lecture and we don't act. Whereas what he says is, you don't give lecture but act and make your actions attractive. Swami Ramakrishna says the most holy form of theory is to live it. Is to live it. So, this unsettling ignorant person, so ignorant person is comfortable where he is. He is so ignorant that he doesn't even understand that he is ignorant. So this, he has to come out of it on his own. This is what I pointed out to you when we watched that movie, The Beautiful Mind. You know, The Beautiful Mind movie when you watched. The hero there, the schizophrenic, he doesn't realize that he has that illness. So when people take him and say, take medicine and all that, he's trying to escape. He doesn't take medicines, he doesn't cooperate. But there comes a time in the movie where he realizes that he is suffering from that illness. Isn't it? He realizes. He says, yes, I am imagining. Till that time, everybody is saying, you are imagining, you are imagining, you are imagining. He says, they are not going to understand. They don't see them because they come privately and talk to me. And this is a very secret project for which I am working, and they don't know all these things. And they think I am mad. That's what he's thinking. But there's a time when he realizes that yes, what they're saying is right. I am imagining. Then he was able to go to the extent of achieving something in life which brings him Nobel Prize. So the most important thing is, by doing something, a wise person, even though he is knowledgeable, he should not disturb the ignorant person. Because the raw fruit has to mature and get ripened. If you forcefully remove the rock root from the tree, you will not be able to help it to ripen. When it ripens, it falls off automatically.
It is the withering away that matters. It is falling automatically that matters.
It is the question of rising. It's not the question of plucking and fitting ourselves into something. We need to rise ourselves to that level. So he says, ignorant person has to slowly rise. The caterpillar will have to become the butterfly. And when it becomes the butterfly, it can fly. It flies away. You can't forcefully make the caterpillar become the butterfly. So therefore, Krishna clearly says, you are forcing sannyas upon yourself by trying to move away from the battlefield. You are forcing sannyas upon yourself rather than growing into sannyas. This is the main thing that he is saying here. There is no need for you to force yourself to go into sannyas, because if a businessman who has not risen and become a sannyasi and goes to Himalayas to take up sannyas, he has taken up sannyas and has gone to Himalayas, then even in Himalayas he would make business out of sannyas. Understand? Because the basic business vasanas remain in him. So Arjuna, even if you leave the battlefield and go to the forest, since the gunas have not left you, since the gunas have not left you, you would be doing the same thing there.
So when do you know that the gunas have left you? It's when you stop questioning your action.
In fact, the doubt is there, means guna is there. For example, do you need to be told when you woke up? It's like asking, the question is like asking, when do I know whether I woke up or not? You don't need to be told that you woke up. When you wake up, you know. Whether you are free from the need for a companion, you don't need to be told. The doubt is there, that means what? You still have the need. So, let not the wise man unsettle the minds of the ignorant. Let him not say anything about his experience simply because you have studied something in the class. You go on with lecture and stun the people there, and then they will also stop acting. This is what is happening to this country, I probably feel so. Very often, there is so much of confusion, thinking that we are sattvic, we are stepping down the thumbs. Because both outside looks the same. There is so much of inactivity here. But all the scriptures we are talking about was about sattva and beyond sattva. And people misunderstood that and practicing the tamas, thinking that they are. If you close your eyes and think that the world is not there, who can help the stupid person? Nobody can help, because he has closed his eyes. So you have to help him open his eyes and see. So he says very, very clearly, do not disturb the ignorant person. A wise person, you could have gone to Himalayas and achieved the highest probably. But when you come back to the world, you should mix with them in such a way without disturbing them. This is the most important thing. When you get back to the house from the Bhagavad Gita class, nobody should know that you have come from Bhagavad Gita class. But that's not what happens probably nowadays. The moment we enter, God, this is exactly what I am studying. should not be done and you people are doing, I don't understand. I told you to come to the class, nobody is coming. Don't you start giving one lecture. Here clearly he says, remember verse 21 and 26, chapter 3. He is giving emphasis to action. Because everybody is looking at you from the action world. What you do influences them. A jnani should be very, very clear what he speaks. See, for example, truth. You should speak the truth, no doubt. But by speaking the truth, if you are going to create disharmony, you will speak the truth. So sometimes even speaking lies, if it's going to bring about harmony, what is wrong in speaking that lies are there in you? Isn't it? So a jnani should be very, very clear as to the level of the ajnani. Your actions in front of an ajnani should not, you should be done with utmost care, because ajnani has trained himself to misunderstand things. That is why there are certain concepts. When you independently study those concepts, they may be right. But when you go and talk to a crowd which is not yet mature to that level, you understand? Strictly speaking, see, this is what we call as idealism and being pragmatic. Idealistic condition is when there should be no law, no rule. But is that how everybody's mind is? Should there be a policeman standing at the signal, or at every signal? No need. Ideally, if you know that the signal is there, you stop and go. But if people are not following those laws, then obviously you need policemen at every signal. So in other words, what he is saying is, a jnani should be, it's not enough just becoming a jnani. He should understand that others are ignorant. He should not see, in other words, somewhere else we studied that a jnani should see everything equal. Everything equal does not mean that he becomes incapable of seeing the difference. You are good in painting. Somebody, your brother, let us say, is not so good in painting. You, being good in painting, should know that you are good in painting and should know that your brother is not good in painting. But because of this jnana, you should not think you are superior and is inferior. That's all. If he is not good in painting, probably he is good in something else. So that way everybody is equal. Are you with me? But to not to be able to see the difference is stupidity. So you should be able to see the difference between the jnani and the ajnani. I have come to this stage after so much of tapasya. Now I know what is dharma from that highest standpoint. But these people don't understand. So for them, there are certain rules laid down. So a jnani also comes into the world and plays the game of life according to the rules. See, what does he mean by ignorant and wise person? Ignorant person doesn't know that this is a game. Wise person knows that this is a game. And game has certain rules. Both play according to the rules. But for the ignorant person, the results matter. For the wise person, the results really doesn't affect him. In fact, the fact that he is detached and functioning, results are always positive in his case. Even sometimes if it is negative for whatever reasons, it doesn't affect him. Usually success goes to our head, failure goes to our heart. Isn't it? A failed person gets heart attack. successful group person becomes haughty, egoistic. So therefore, he, the Jnani, plays the game without allowing the result to influence his head or the heart. Simply executes actions by his hands, not allowing the results of his actions to influence his head or the heart. So wise person knows this is a game, ignorant person doesn't know that this is a game. But both follow the rules. Ignorant person sinks, wise person rises. That is why it is said, what example you set in matters a lot. Culture percolates from the top. That is why the person at the highest level should be impeccable. You understand? But these are difficult things to talk nowadays. But when you are at the highest level, you understand. Because everybody else, he himself is doing, why should I not do? If he is doing, should be correct to me, I can also do. What standard you set, that alone the followers will follow. You might have gone beyond it all. You need not be doing it anymore. But you still continue to do. I give the example of following tradition, for example. You could have used the tradition, and through the tradition you could have reached this height. Having reached that, you still continue following the tradition because that will help the rest. So therefore, dharma should be followed even when you have gone beyond dharma and you have reached the highest, which is dharma. This is what he says. What did we learn from verse 26?
Actions speak.
Stop lecturing. Do your actions. Set it as an example. Make it prayer. Verse 27. Prakriti kriyamanani, prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvashah, gunai karmani sarvashah, ahankara vimudatma, ahankara vimudatma, kartahamiti manyate, kartahamiti manyate, prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvashah, ahankara vimudatma, kartahamiti manyate. Actions in all cases means whether jnani or jnani, animals, human beings, in all cases are performed by the gunas of prakriti, nature. The nature inside you is reacting with the nature outside you. This is what is going on. One who is deluded by egoism thinks that I am the doer. This is a very interesting verse. In fact, verse 27, 28, 29 and 30 are very, very important. Body-mind complex is also product of matter. Ahankara is also product of matter. World is also product of matter. All these are eternally interacting with each other. You have nothing to do with it. You are the consciousness. When the waves hit against each other, there is something happening. But the waves are not reacting because they do not have the consciousness. When the matter is hitting against the matter and in the presence of the consciousness, you out of ignorance think that you are being hurt or you are capable of hurting. Earlier Krishna said, one who thinks he is hurt or one who thinks he is capable of hurting, both are ignorant. Both are fools, he said. Matter is interacting with matter. That's all it is. Actions in all cases are performed by the gunas. Every one of us are a composition of sattva, rajas and tamas gunas. In some, it is SRT. In sattva is predominant, then rajas, then tamas. In some, it is RST. In some, it is RPS. In some, it is TRS. That's all. But there is interaction of guna with guna. Actions in all cases are performed by the gunas only. Qualities. Qualities are manifesting. I am not the doer. In the morning, sattva was there. You were very sattvic. Then rajas took over. Then tamas took over. You are not the sattva. You are not the rajas. You are not the tamas. You are simply the atma, the witness. But unfortunately, out of ignorance, you climb on it or allow the guna to climb on you, and then you are mixed up, and in that mixed up frame of mind, you claim to be sattvic human being, rajasic human being, tamasic human being. You are neither sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. You are atma. Self does not act. In the mere presence of the self, everything acts. Gunas are functioning.
So, see, this is right, I think, from the Atma point of view.
Yes.
But from the Vyavahar point of view, you have to have little discipline to channelize your
thoughts. From the Vyavaharika part of view, from the practical part of view also, these gunas are there. These gunas are coming and manifesting.
They are there.
So, me being a witness, I understand that in whatever gunas I identify and act, accordingly the consequences are also going to come. Therefore, I will make sure that the gunas that I allow or the gunas that I don't allow is in my hands.
Yes.
That's all it is in the Vyavaharika part of it.
Yes.
So, but still it is gunas.
Yes.
You know, when the pain comes, pain is not touching you. It is touching the body. When sorrow comes, it is not touching you, it is touching the mind. When sensual comes, it is not touching you, it is touching your intellect. But when you do not understand this, then you have tied up yourself to the gunas, the body, mind, intellect complex, and foolishly think that you are being affected. So he says, gunas are the cause in all actions.
Yes, yeah, no, the desire leads to your desired dictate your state of mind, which is your gunas also. No? So then
desire and mind are one and the same.
Yeah, but in the course of our whole day, like you said, it keeps changing, the gunas, sattva, rajas. So, as our mind keeps thinking, thought comes, the desire also, you know, change or whatever desires come and goes, come and go. So, the desire is what, the vasanas are what causes the gunas.
Yes, vasanas is the base of gunas.
So then,
vasanas is unmanifest gunas.
So one works on the quality of desires. See, one has desire, everyone has desire. So now one.
So one consciously promotes sattva, mm-hmm, and consciously stifles rajas and eliminates tamas.
So by thought.
By conscious activities.
Activity.
Unconsciously,
we are acting today and we are getting more and more entangled. So all that he is saying is, you consciously act, understand? Even if you consciously act, you are not the actor. The gunas are playing with the gunas. It is a game that is happening between gunas. You are a bundle of gunas in this form. I am a bundle of gunas in this form. But behind this form, my real nature is there, which is awareness or consciousness or Atma. Right? Now when I am playing here, my Atma enlivening the set of gunas, playing with Atma enlivening another set of gunas. If I have this understanding, then the results of the game will not happen. If I do not have this understanding, then the results will certainly happen. So actions in all cases are performed by the gunas of Prakriti.
They make you act not true to your nature sometimes.
No.
Come across a person with whom you have you always are entangled on. So when you come across that person, however good you are otherwise, you get locked in that horn. And then you feel, God, this is not me, but I can't just let that person walk over me. And that's why you also are ready to lock horns and act not true to yourself. So how does one come out of that? How does one rise above? But now you may need to say that that doesn't affect you, because if you say, you know, I have to do this to stop that person. Is that your ego?
It is ego. Ego itself is a big existence. Ego is basically something that doesn't exist. It is a fake existence. So the problem is, you can only tackle ego with knowledge. Fakeness can only be tackled with knowledge. Ignorance can only be tackled with knowledge. So, why is it that when somebody comes, you are reacting and you are behaving the way you are behaving, because you are imagining that that person is doing this to you. That person is not doing this to you, he is doing it to the bundle of gunas. You are apart from the gunas. But the fact that you have gone on it, identified with it, then you are getting affected.
No, so if you are not affected by it, you are alright. Is that what you are saying? So if somebody throws a ball at you and you throw the ball back, that activity is permissible.
Therefore, what you do outside, anything is permissible as long as inside there was no disturbance or reaction. If inside you were not the doer, without being a doer, without having a motive. Read verse 38, chapter 2. Just read the translation.
So Arjun going to war without
thinking. Just read the translation. 38, chapter 2. It's good that once in a while we go backwards. So that
very, very important.
Yeah.
Here,
gain, loss, victory, defeat, then get ready to battle, that will not incur fate. That's it. He is still in the same context of me, he has not shifted his context. It looks to us as if he shifted his context. So, treating alike pleasure and pain, victory and defeat, honor and dishonor, you fight. So, outside, your response to a certain action, without being reactive, that is more important. There are people outside the say, where do you go?
There's a Marne ka Mankara.
Antarkara? Not only Marne ka Mankara. But from the childhood, he has learned, he's been hearing the stories of Avatara descending and taking care of all that. Bad people. So अंदर मन में हनुमान चालीसा चल रहा है. हनुमान जी एक दिन आप आके इन लोगों को खत्म करो. You understand? Because exactly, that's the point. Inside you are actually interested. See, this is why, if you remember, once we had a separate discussion about Radha and all that, also I said, yeah, I remember there we had the discussion. So I said, no, subsequently also we have had this. Always it is very difficult to understand what Krishna is trying to say, because what Krishna is saying is, you are not having the value of ahimsa inside, but outside you are practicing ahimsa. On the contrary, you can have the value of ahimsa inside, and outside you could be practicing ahimsa. The physical injury may be caused, but you have no motive to cause injury. So in other words, you can be following the truth and speaking the truth but hurting others. You may be speaking lies and not hurting others.
But hurting others is their problem, right?
It's not only hurting others, put it positively. You are not only not hurting others by speaking the lies, but you could also be doing good for them by speaking the lies. Simple thing I'll tell you. Sometimes, foolishly, we say, I should speak the truth about myself to my would-be spouse. He or she should know everything about me. What has happened in my life till now? Many people who have done this would have ended up in divorce. I am not saying you should not share or you should share. But you are not taking the other person's psychology into context. You understand? You were so open, you were speaking the truth, but your relationship has gone haywire. Because you did not understand the psychology of the other person, whether he has the maturity or she has the maturity to take that truth fully. Even movies they take on this. Somebody goes and speaks the truth and then afterwards the person starts loving her. Isn't it? All the time. See, this is what we need to understand. What Krishna is saying is, please understand, you are inside saying, he is disturbing me. And outside you are saying, chota chota. What kind of nonsense is this? On the contrary, you will learn how to be quiet inside, and then you will be able to give fitting response outside. If the response happens to be keeping quiet, keep quiet. If the response happens to be giving them back, give them back. But inside, there is absolutely no reaction whatsoever. And for that to reach, you need to do something. This is the point. So, what outcome you bring about is more important than what you speak. Even when you do charity, so-called charity work, outcome is you make people beggars. What kind of charity is that? On the contrary, you never do any charity, but the outcome is you make people to be independent. Now that is a charity below. So when you think deeply, all this that Krishna is saying makes a lot of sense. Yes, Ami, think yours. Wanting to ask something. She's just thinking how to articulate it.
We have to share. That's what I was going to say, that sometimes give charity. People who ask for charity, maybe you feel guilty when you don't give. She just look at them, you know, they have all and they don't want to give. Because, I was just contemplating on what you said, that they become beggars, so to say.
See, they cannot make you feel bad
unless you decide.
Unless you inside have given power to grow. Nobody can make you feel the way you feel today if you did not give them the power to do so.
That's what they say, that you kept them in your mind registry.
Yes.
You have a value for what they say. You see, you are also equally ignorant, that's what it means. You are also probably not doing charity, not out of wisdom, but out of selfishness or some reason.
For that validation.
This is the thing, if you really were doing the charity or not doing this, the so-called charity out of wisdom. Understand that these people are ignorant, they will not understand the way. When they grow, they will understand.
How does it matter?
How does it matter? It doesn't matter to you or this.
Yeah.
The fact that it matters to you, that means you are also functioning somewhere with that person.
It is not giving power to another person for whether there is this reason or any reason. That sentence itself is having so much use, right?
Yes.
Whether it's an interaction that like you are saying, you know, we lock hands with people and get into situations like that all the time. Whether you so not giving power to the other person just changes our situation.
Absolutely. You will always be in command in any situation.
Even if you are quiet and calm from within to like I, for example, I'll share an instrument.
Yeah,
hurt and agitated, then the dominating member of the family and we are talking to him. Would you know? When I realize that it's not about me, it's about the person. He has the attitude, he has many people, that's nature. So then I calm down myself and inside, you know, just start reacting. You know, I'm not going to be able to do that. Things have changed. The situation itself changed. For the better, for
your achievement.
See, till you have doubts that you have not matured, it's better to be on the safer side. Like Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they are doing. And he probably did not take action outside. But inside he did not have any vengeance or revenge in his mind. The so-called followers of Jesus Christ, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, might have revenge in their mind.
Yes.
But outside, this is ridiculous. You know? So all that he is saying is, it is keeping your mind totally free that matters. Otherwise, his mind is not free. But he wants to free himself at the outside, when the inside is not free. Without setting the inside free, if you let the outside completely, you leave it and then go away, you are doing wrong. And another thing he is saying is, even those people who have achieved the freedom inside still engage themselves in the action outside because they should not even inadvertently cause misunderstanding in the other. See how much more careful a jnani should be functioning in the world. A jnani should be even more sensitive. In fact, he will be very sensitive. Okay, if I am saying this, this is how it is being understood. Therefore, I should be careful in what I say. See, sometimes when a leader reacts, then the whole nation gets disturbed. Isn't it? So the leader should have the capacity not to react, but just give response without reacting.
Yeah, for example, yesterday, Salman Khurshid, now in the Union Law Minister,
the way he was reacting, shouting, impressed.
You are at one time,
really. I was like telling him, my God, he was like, then one thing,
See, this is why they say it becomes very important to take care of your inside before you can plunge into the outside. We are all readying ourselves for the modern education outside, but the inside is not yet ready, and we have plunged and then we are struggling. We are trying to learn the inside after plunging. Go, prepare, and then plunge. Not plunge and then somehow struggle. So when somebody reaches that inner peace, like he talks about in that movie, Kung Fu Panda 2, you know, the panda first tries to go and take revenge and all that. Nothing happens. Ultimately he finds the inner peace. When he finds the inner peace, he has absolutely no vengeance in his mind. He has forgiveness. With forgiveness, he gives him chance to change the peacock. The peacock doesn't change. Then ultimately, he destroys the peacock. But after finding the inner peace, we are trying to conquer the outside world without conquering the inside. So Krishna is saying here, Arjuna, understand the gunas in all cases, in all cases of action, it is the gunas that are performing, not you. When water is poured in a green glass, it appears green. When it is poured in a blue glass, it appears blue. But water is colorless or has no color. So the gunas of different people are interacting with each other. That is the action. The guna of a sattvic person manifests, rajasic person manifests, tamasic person manifests, and they are all interacting with each other. Now you being ignorant, assume yourself to be affected, offended, or praised. Foolish. When somebody falls in a knowledgeable person's feet, they are falling at the knowledge, not at his feet. Oh no, 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 please don't fall at my feet. That means he's not a knowledgeable person. Now does he have to say that, please also come and fall at my feet. Are you with me? When this knowledge is there very clearly in you, that they are only falling at the feet of knowledge. The knowledge is being respected, not me. So clear distinction between the gunas, actions, and karma. When this knowledge is there, you are a wise person. Wise person has this knowledge and acts with objectivity. He watches the gunas and helps the gunas to function. Those gunas should be allowed, he allows. Those gunas should not be allowed. But in our case, we are not being witness. We get entangled by the gunas, and the gunas function, we are reacting, and then we are getting affected.
Preconceived. The preconceived notion, so that takes over.
See, for example, you like certain food. The same food you don't like when you have fever. What is happening?
Fever is taking away your time.
The nature in you, reacting with the nature of the food, was giving you certain taste. Now the nature in the body has changed temporarily, and therefore the same nature which is there in the food is not pleasant for the time being. It is nature reacting with nature. You have nothing to do with it. But if you don't understand it this way, I like this. He said this to me. Why did he say this to me? How dare he say this to me? He did not say this to you. It was his gunas that said something to your gunas. Even to say like this looks funny. But then the point is, this is exactly what is happening, says the masters. It is the foolishness in us that makes us think that it is said to me. If the water understands that it is colorless and not painted by the color of the glass, would it have any reaction? We who have awareness and consciousness, out of ignorance, bind ourselves with the gunas and then think, I am that. You know, in Tibet, there's a particular yoga being practiced, it seems, called as heat yoga. Heat yoga. They train themselves to do that yoga where they produce so much of heat in the body. So during winter, the fellow is sitting naked, and on him blankets are thrown, and he is supposed to produce heat, wet blankets. He is supposed to produce heat and make it dry. And the more perfect a person has become, more blankets are thrown, more wet blankets are thrown. So the number of blankets that he is able to dry, that much developed he is. So the inside can influence the outside, provided the inside has been developed. So it is me who thinks I am the body, and once I think I am the body, then everything that happens to the body happens to me. Once I think I am the mind, then everything that happens to the mind happens to me. So this fellow doesn't think that he is the body, therefore the cold weather which is affecting the body, he is able to change it from inside because he doesn't think that he is the body. There is another fellow who thinks he is the body, he is affected. In fact, he is affected even before the winter season starts. Agree with me? How come he is able to produce heat and be there without clothes? And you are not able to do it because you are accepted. This is why we say you have to question all your beliefs. You are a woman. Woman is not capable of doing this. Woman is not capable of doing that. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't do this. He can do that. Man can do this. So many days. This is how woman was made to confine herself to certain things. But today, you see woman doing so many things. How come? You have accepted so many things like that. Beliefs. People who want repeating it, then you start believing it. Like they say, even a lie that you create, if you go on repeating it, there will come a time when you will start believing it. So to be a Vedantin, you need to be what? Questioning time, questioning all beliefs. A kind of a rebel you should be. Swamiji quotes George Bernard Shaw in the book Vedanta Traders. He says, when Bernard Shaw was once asked, who do you think is the most intelligent person that you have ever met?
He says, my tailor. Because he is the one who takes fresh measurements every time I go.
So do you, have you questioned your beliefs and you accepted them, or without questioning have you accepted them? Even now, whatever beliefs you are taking in, have you questioned them? Have you thought about it? Because you don't understand that the beliefs that has gone in influencing your life. From childhood days, you've been brought up to believe that you are this body. Now it's refusing to go. Oh, you got weight, oh, you lost weight, oh, you got great, oh, what happened? You are not taking care of yourself. Because everybody is repeating the sentence, you start thinking that you are the body. The moment you accept that, then you say, I am the body. The moment you say, I am the body, then definitely the changes in the world will have its effect on you. So to be able to not get influenced and influence others, you need to question your beliefs. A leader creates a system. A manager functions within the system. Isn't it? So we are all functioning like that. There is a system and they are functioning within that. We don't question. There was a time when we believed that the sun is revolving around the earth. Nobody dared question it. But somebody questioned and the whole thing changed. So what are your beliefs? What are your conditionings? How have those conditionings taken place? In fact, many of our conditionings have taken place even before we were 5. It has become so obvious. It has become so clear. Like in the poem, The Blind Man and Elephant. 6 blind men went to see what an elephant looks like. So one of them says it is mighty clear. Sometimes some of the questions look very obvious, but when you question it, you have no answer for it. The interesting thing is, children will ask those questions. Now as an adult, you don't have the strength to question them. It is so obvious for you that God has to be there. Or it is so obvious to you that God is not there. It depends on which group has conditioned you. If a particular group has conditioned you, then you will say, God is only this particular form. That is why they say, don't go to Gita class. Because you will become an adult. Why did they eliminate Jesus? What is the crime that he committed? What was the crime that he committed? Nothing. We just made people to question the beliefs. And anybody who starts questioning becomes a problem for the society. Isn't it? In your family, as long as you say, correct, then very good person you are. The moment you question, what do you mean? What do you mean caste? What do you mean community? What do you mean this? What do you mean that? My God, these are dangerous guys. From where are you learning all these things? A private detective is made to follow that person. Where is she going? Where is he going? What is she doing? What is he doing? Finda, give me a report. Why? Because he started questioning the system. This is the problem. Youngsters today are questioning. You have been mechanically following certain system. Now when they question, God, how can they question? But here Krishna is saying, question, he is questioning his actions. Everybody would have said, oh Arjuna, what a nice guy. He doesn't want to kill anybody, therefore he is going mad. He is an ahimsa. Krishna is saying, is this ahimsa? Question this. Is this ahimsa? Is this sannyas? If this is sannyas, then I better not have this sannyas. So for us, it is not obvious when we read this verse. Like you said, nah, this is a very tall order. This has become a very tall order because the opposite is what you have conditioned yourself from childhood days. That you are doing a sentence says, you are not the body having a soul, you are the soul having the body. All this while, you have been conditioned to believe that you are the body having a soul. So now when suddenly the Buddha is being taught, when I studied science, they said atom cannot be split. Now, it's different. So when you question, you should be ready to accept the truth being completely ulta from what you've been understanding. And many times it might be the case. But there the problem is, I'm being challenged. You need guts, that's why they say to be spiritual you need guts. To get into the path of spirituality, you need to be a strong person. Because it can be, it's like pulling the carpet at your feet. All those things that you've been thinking to be this way could be the other way around. It's like you grew up thinking that this is my father, this is my mother. And suddenly you get a shock that no, you were taken from some another ashram. Orphanage. Now the whole thing has changed. All those people whom you thought were your own blood relations are not your own blood relations anymore. So this is what it's saying. You have been conditioned till now. Now deconditioned contaminate. So therefore it's a tall order. But if you have been conditioned from childhood this way, then this will not be a tall order. But the problem is, your understanding is a conditioned understanding. Even when you understand that you are Atma, that is even more difficult. You think you already know. But what you know is not what you know, is what you repeat. This is another kind of conditioning that is even worse. So that is why all the masters anywhere, when they spoke the truth, when they made people become little aware and alert and made them ask questions, they were all eliminated. Because they become challenged looking. You start raising some fundamental questions. Seeing you others start raising questions, then you become a problem for the rulers, isn't it? Why did always Jesus was eliminated? Jesus, what crime did he do? He just made people become aware. He just made people strong. That is why always the original thinker is a problem. for the non-thinkers. When you start asking the right questions, you should be ready to accept the result to be totally different from what you've been believing till now. To be adventurous is the most important thing to be spiritual. Swami Ramakrishna gave us a story of two people fighting with each other. One fellow said, they were fighting about the origin of river Ganges sitting in the Himalayas. One fellow said, there is one huge giant sitting on top of the mountain and making waters, and that is what is flowing down as river. Another fellow said, no, he is sweating, that is what is flowing. So they were fighting with each other, that there is one huge giant sitting. And one person walked across and he found them fighting. He said, "Hey guys, why are you fighting?" He said, "This is the reason we are fighting." And he knows the origin of the river. The river is coming from rocks. There is no giant sitting there. So he said, "Listen, are you guys ready? Are you really wanting to know where the river originates from?" They said, "Yes." Then, "Okay, I am not going to give you any answers. Simply come with me. I will take you. Follow me. Have the guts to be adventurous. Let us walk up the hill. And I will take you there, and there you see for yourself." So when they went there, whole thing changes. They thought of huge giants. For them, water coming from rock is not possible. But when they went there, what was the truth? Water is coming from river and then rocks. So this is the point. The moment you start questioning, you could be wrong. Therefore, a lot of people don't question. Don't allow others to question us. You are comfortable where you are, you are a group, things are going fine. Why disturb? You know, you would like to sit there, even if we remain in ignorance, it is comfortable. But how long will you be able to sit like that? There will be some disturbance that will come in your life to make you question, maybe this is not what I am. It could come for somebody at the age of 25, it could come for somebody at the age of 75. But it does come. And sometimes it might be too late.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.